holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Are you doing God's will or not? I mean, really, are you?
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy, and listen, I got a question for you. Are you doing God's will? That's a good question. Are you doing God's will? Here's another question. Do you want to do God's will? Do you even want to do it? That's a good question. Sometimes it's hard to do God's will when you want to do your own will. You know, when you got your will versus God's will, you always want to do your will. If you be honest, if you're honest with yourself, you want to do your will instead of God's will. Even though you know you should want to do God's will, you should do God's will. But, you know, just being human, a lot of times you want to do your own will. And I get it. It's not the best thing, but, you know your will, but you don't know God's will. So you always choose what you know over what you don't know. Sometimes it's just, well, people think. You can't fault them for it. You know, they're looking for answers. People are always looking for answers. They'll search the internet. Or they'll search this social media. They'll search this social media. They'll search this platform. They'll search another platform. Looking for some kind of truth. Looking for God's will. What are we supposed to do? How am I supposed to do it? I get it, man. I totally get it. And so my question is, are you doing God's will? Do you want to do God's will? God's will sometimes seems a little harder than you can handle. As long as he's guiding you. If he's guiding you, you can handle it. I'm sure you can. And it always feels weird in the beginning. But when I say weird, I mean like, just because it's unknown and you want, am I doing this right, is what's going through your head. Or am I thinking this right? Or am I saying it right, going through your head? So if you're doing God's will, there's a benefit for that. If you're doing God's will, it's a benefit. There's a big benefit to doing God's will as opposed to what people think. They always think. Sometimes I think people get God's will mixed up with the church's will. You know, like the local church will or the TV church will. You know, every church has their own rules, just like a company. They all have their own rules, and we're going to do this. We read this type of Bible, or we don't read that type of Bible. We only read this, or we only read Greek, or we only read the King James. We only read the NIV, whatever. They all have their own rules. And I guess that's how you keep a group of people that are gravitating to those rules. You keep them in line with, I guess, the rules of the church or the will of the church. And, you know, that I guess that's how they, like I said, they have a church or they have a group of people. I understand it. You got to start somewhere. You got to have a base of people that are all believing and agreeing on the same area so that you can build what you're trying to build. Well, the will that we're supposedly chasing after is God's will. And sometimes God is evasive, it seems. It seems like, you know, God's not answering right now, you know, or he's not, his phone's is ringing and he's not answering, just letting it go to voicemail. You know, you need this blessing right now, and you don't feel nothing from God. You don't feel any presence. You don't feel any move. You don't feel any emotion or nothing. Well, that's okay, because God's will don't have to deal with it, or it's not based on our emotions and what we want. God's will is by itself. It it just does what it's supposed to do. It just does. So, all right, we're going to read this. We're going to read this. This is Mark. We'll do Mark. Mark chapter 3. And I think we'll start at verse 31. Mark chapter 3, starting at verse 31. And you're going to hear about these people talking about Jesus, Jesus, your brothers and they're outside and your mother and everybody's outside looking for you. Well, we're going to see what Jesus' response is. Okay. Verse number 31. Then Jesus's mother and brothers came to see him. They stood outside and sent word for him to come out and talk with them. I don't know if he was in trouble or what they, you know, we got to talk to Jesus about this. You know, I don't know what they want to talk to him about. They just want to talk. I don't know. It just says it. Don't tell us what they were going to talk about. It just says his mother and his brothers. Jesus had brothers? Yes. Yeah, he had brothers. Not from the same father. You get what I'm telling you? Because there's only a spirit. The spirit that was living in Jesus is the one who actually brought the flesh of Jesus into the world. You know, his actual physical brothers had nothing to do with the spirit. And no. The Holy Ghost didn't bring them in, even though God was the one who gave them life. Imagine that. Jesus, the one who created life and gave everybody life and says who gets to be born and who's not going to be born, was standing there looking at them, and they were his brothers. Yes. Then Jesus' mother and his brothers came to see him. They stood outside and sent word for him to come out and talk to them. Verse 32. There was a crowd sitting around Jesus, and someone said, "Your mother and your brothers are outside asking for you." I guess Jesus was busy because he had a number of little things to say. And it says in verse 33, it says here, who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Then he looked at those around him and said, "Look, these are my mother and brother." So what does that mean? They're part of his family. The ones who were sitting there listening to him, those who were taking it in, those who he's sharing with. It was a crowd sitting around Jesus, just sitting there. They weren't standing, walking around. I don't know if they were standing. This says they were sitting. So I don't know if they were Indian style sitting. I don't know if they were sitting on chairs. I don't know. I don't know what they were doing. It just says that they were sitting around Jesus. So they were there with him. And someone said, "Your mother and your brothers are outside asking for you." And Jesus turns around and said, "Well, look at here. Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" Then he looked around him and said, "Look, these are my mother and brothers." The people who were around him, he called them his mother and brother, his family. Verse 35. This is why I say doing God's will is a blessing. It says, "Anyone who does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." Anyone who does, he says, anyone, not some of us, not the churchgoers, not the sinners, not the people who do everything right. And it's a place for everybody. You know, he says here, anyone who does God's will is my brother and sister and mother. Now you can disagree all you want. But this is what Jesus said. He said, these people who do God's will are my family. They're not my slaves. They're my family. So just because you join church, and sometimes church will treat you like slaves sometimes, and sometimes the church is just blooming people to be better. I guess it's a place for everybody. You know, some people need that hard, etched in stone, you got to do this, you know, they need that. Another group of people like myself, I don't need that. All I need is to hear what God has to say to me. And as long as he gives me an instruction, I'm going to end up doing it. And then when I don't want to do his will, he still guides my feet to do what needs to be done. Still does it. Anyone who does God's will is my brother and sister and mother. He put two ands in there. Two ands. No, I'm not saying Jesus spoke English. I'm sure he could speak English. He created English and so on. But I'm just saying, according to these verses written in English on this version of the Bible, talks about anyone who does God's will is my brother and sister and mother. Now, I'm going to ask you again. Are you doing God's will? You know? Yeah, well, you might not feel like you are. And you might be, God might be guiding you regardless of what you think you're doing. You might think, well, I should be further along. I would be further along if this didn't happen, if that didn't happen. But you're still trying to understand what God has for you to do in this life for the time that you have here on earth. He says those who do God's will is my brother and sister and mother. Now, if you want God to be the head of your family, incorporate God's will into your family life. If you want God to be in your marriage, incorporate God's will into your marriage life. You want God to be in your children, incorporate God's will into your children's lives. You want God's will to be done at your job. Incorporate God's will. Do what the employer has asked you to do. Do what the supervisor has asked you to do. Make them look good like you try to make God look good. Work well with your employer. Help them to be the best. They have already put the money out there, the time and effort to build that business that you're working for, that company that you're working for. They need good workers. You know, no matter where you go in life, I'm telling you right now, you can get paid the mint. You can get paid $40,000 a year. You can get paid $40,000 a minute. You can get paid $40,000 a day because people and companies, they need good people. For some reason, a lot of people aren't going back to work as soon as they thought. And so right now is the opportunity for you to get your wages up. Get out there and do the best job. And don't quit. Stay there and do what needs to be done. Because God says for you to work for your employer just like you work for him. And if you're working and doing God's will, everything's going to be good.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean. Or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.